BBC News with Neil Nunes. A new global climate study says carbon dioxide emissions will reach a record high this year, much of it caused by the burning of coal in China and the increasing use of cars. The research says worldwide CO2 output is projected to rise by 2.7% this year compared to 2017. A series of confidential emails between senior figures at Facebook revealed the social media giant gave some companies preferential access to users' data. That meant the firms could see information about users' friends. Netflix and Airbnb were among the firms given privileged access. The Liberian State Energy Company says about 60% of all electricity generated in the country is stolen. Officials from the Liberia Electricity Corporation told state radio that large numbers of people are making illegal connections to their homes and businesses. They said the theft caused annual losses of $35 million. President Putin of Russia says his country will respond in kind if the United States pulls out of a Cold War nuclear arms control treaty and develops new missiles. It follows a 60-day ultimatum to Moscow to comply with the treaty. Scientists in Britain have completed the world's largest gene sequencing project in healthcare, which it's hoped will revolutionize medical treatment for people with cancer and rare diseases. The researchers have mapped 100,000 human genomes. Each one contains a person's DNA, and errors in them can trigger a vast range of disorders. There have been warm tributes to the former U.S. President George H.W. Bush at his state funeral in the National Cathedral in Washington. Mr. Bush's biographer John Meacham called George H.W. Bush the last great soldier statesman. BBC News.